So you just heard about all the bogus conspiracies swirling around the real one in plain sight, that the very rich prevail on our institutions to create loopholes so they can duck the rules the rest of us have to follow. History runneth over with real conspiracies. Watergate, for instance, was famously broken by Woodward and Bernstein of the Washington Post. In fact, there's a weird Watergate connection to the Panama Papers. It turns out that the unrecovered proceeds from the notorious 1983 Brinks Mat heist at London's Heathrow Airport, I mean over $100 million in gold, diamonds, and cash, were laundered through a shell company protected by Mossack Fonseca, which ultimately sought help from another Panamanian firm run by Gilbert Staub, who claimed to have funneled $50,000 to the Watergate burglars. I just mention it because it's the 40th anniversary of the movie All the President's Men. Robert Redford played Bob Woodward.
I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
Markham.
Markham? Mr. Markham, are you here in connection with the Watergate burglary?
I'm not here.
That exquisite film, also starring Dustin Hoffman as Carl Bernstein, is probably the prevailing symbol of all that is fine in American journalism. It's based on the book of the same name by Woodward and Bernstein. The DVD, which was released in 2006 to mark the anniversary, included a commentary which revealed that they intended to write a very different kind of chronicle, one that anatomized the Watergate affair dispassionately and impersonally. But then a call came from an entirely unexpected quarter. Here's Carl Bernstein.
Woodward came up to me one day and said he'd gotten a call from Redford. And I said, what the hell about? And he said, well, he thinks the story is really us. And at the time, we were still reporting the story, and we sure didn't think the story was really us.
It was helpful to me to hear him say that.
Bob Woodward.
And in the end, we wound up writing All the President's Men as a reporting story. He laid the seed for that in that first phone call.
Robert Redford.
I love the idea of the fact that these guys were doing this hard work from the lowest rung of the professional ladder in their business, and that their work would lead to the takedown of the highest office of the land.
So there you have it, the emblem of investigative journalism in the days before big data. For many, perhaps most Americans, the story of Watergate is just as much about the potential power of gumshoe reporters as it is about the corruption of a president. And it's shaped our perceptions, our expectations of journalism, even more than our view of the presidency. It's the icon of the Fourth Estate. It's the flag that wraps around itself when the arrows fly. And the Betsy Ross who stitched that flag for future generations of news reporters and news consumers wasn't the duo known as Woodstein. It was Robert Redford.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Kimmy Regler, Mira Sharma, Alana Casanova-Burgess, and Jesse Brenneman. We had more help from Dasha Lizitzina and David Conrad, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Casey Holford.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.